F.H.E. From the Lives of Church Presidents, Joseph F. Smith, a man at age 8. After his father Hiram and his uncle Joseph were killed at Carthage Jail, Joseph F. Smith had to help his mother bring their family to the Salt Lake Valley. Mother says to the boy Joseph, "Joseph, you are only 8 years old, but I must depend on you. You must be a man when you are hardly a boy." And the boy replies, "I'll help as much as I can, Mother." Along the journey, young Joseph chopped wood, picked berries, carried water, and took care of the family's animals. But his main responsibility was driving the oxen. He felt especially sad when his ox teams were thirsty and tired. Joseph, talking to one of his oxen, says, "I'm sorry, Tom. I know it's too hot for you." The journey was hard, and life didn't become easier once they reached the Salt Lake Valley. Mother says, "It looks like we'll have to spend the winter in our covered wagon, children, but God will protect us." Joseph admired the faith and courage of his mother. Even though the family had barely enough to live on, Mary Fielding Smith insisted they pay a full tithe. She says to her son, "Choose the nicest potatoes to take to the tithing office, Joseph. The Lord's share must be the best pick of the crop." Joseph must have remembered his mother's faith when he received his call to preach the gospel in Hawaii. He was only 15 years old, had no money to take with him, and didn't even know the language. He served faithfully in Hawaii and on several other church assignments before becoming the 6th president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Many people learned the gospel because of the faith and hard work of President Joseph F. Smith. If you'd like to learn more about President Smith, do the President Joseph F. Smith crossword on page 26. Note: adapted from the illustrated story of President Joseph F. Smith by Della Mae Rasmussen, pages 12 through 15. End of note. End of section from The Lives of the Church Presidents. F.H.E.